Hi, this podcast is an introduction to the high levels of preventable chronic disease, injury and mental health problems. So a chronic disease is estimated to be responsible for about 80% of the total burden of disease, mental health problems and injuries in Australia. And their prevalence is on the rise and will continue to impact Australia due to its growing and ageing population. The National Chronic Disease Strategy defines chronic health or chronic disease by the presence of a number of elements. So these are complex and have multiple causes, usually have a gradual onset, occur across the life cycle, however, are more prevalent in older Australians or older people, can compromise the quality of life and limit physical access and disability, are long-term and persistent and gradually leading to a deterioration of someone's health, and are not usually life-threatening immediately, but may lead to common causes of premature mortality or death. So how common are these chronic conditions? They range from minor conditions, such as being short-sighted and minor hearing loss. They can be more debilitating, like musculoskeletal conditions like arthritis, and can be potentially life-threatening illnesses, such as cancer and coronary heart disease. About one in two Australians have at least one prominent chronic condition. So things like arthritis, asthma, back pain, cancer, CVDs, COPD, diabetes or mental health. It estimated that over a quarter of Australians, nearly one in three, aged over the age of 65, had two or more chronic conditions. So you can see how this can lead to issues with older people and their access to services or the use of services. So about one third of the disease burden experienced by the population could be prevented by reducing modifiable risk factors. So these include both behavioural and biomedical. These factors include things like tobacco use, high body mass index, so we're talking weight, alcohol use, physical inactivity and high blood pressure. Now, as we know, the ATSI people do experience poorer health and worse health outcomes than other Australians, and they generally have higher rates of chronic disease. Increasing prevalence of chronic conditions have also been attributed, so that means they've also been caused by better early detection and improved treatments for diseases that actually can cause premature death. So again, things like smoking or poor diet are preventable and can help reduce the burden of these conditions. As our population ages and treatments improve, this is contributing to people actually living longer with that chronic disease. So yes, they're living with asthma or coronary heart disease or diabetes, but they're also living with it for longer, because two reasons: the treatment is better, and also because they are naturally living longer lives. There are six priority health areas which would be considered, you know, major health priorities for Australia. So this is cardiovascular disease, cancer, and these are the two that we have to all study in New South Wales. So everyone in this doing PDHPE will have to study cardiovascular disease and cancer. And you will get to choose one of your own. And the others are diabetes, respiratory disease, injury, mental health problems, and illnesses. And for these issues, you need to know the nature of the problem, the extent of the problem, the risk factors and protective factors, sociocultural, socioeconomic, and environmental determinants, and groups at risk. And if you follow your syllabus, you'll be able to see those dot points within the syllabus area. So this podcast is a basic understanding of cardiovascular disease or CVD, and I'm going to go through the four dot points of the syllabus. So the nature, the extent of the disease, the risk and protective factors, and also the determinants that obviously determine if you're more likely to get cardiovascular disease and groups at risk. So I'll make this as quick as possible for you guys. So firstly, the nature is what it is. So it covers all diseases and conditions of the heart and blood vessels. The major diseases are and conditions are coronary heart disease, also known as ischemic heart disease, cerebrovascular disease, also known as stroke, heart failure, and peripheral vascular disease. So the definitions of each of those. There are so coronary heart disease, there are two types, a heart attack and angina. So a heart attack occurs when blood vessels supplying the heart is completely blocked and damages the heart and its function. It can be a major or a minor. Major generally leads to mortality. And the other type of coronary heart disease is angina, is a chronic condition where there's a short burst of chest pain, where the blood supply to the heart is temporarily blocked, but then it flows again. So that's where that pain comes from. Cerebrovascular disease or stroke is in the brain. If you can't remember cerebrovascular disease, just say stroke. That's fine. Refers to any disorder that damages the blood vessels supplying the brain. So when there's a blockage in that blood supply to the brain, it's known as a stroke and can cause, obviously, brain function loss. Heart failure, when the heart basically doesn't function as effectively as it could do. So common causes are heart attack, high blood pressure, or damage to heart valves. And the last one is peripheral vascular disease. When we think of peripheral, think of edges or the outside or the lower ends. So usually this occurs in the arteries, arterioles, and capillaries of the extremities, so the legs and feet usually. And this can be due to atherosclerosis, which is that fatty deposit inside the blood vessels. Most common for those that smoke, because that obviously does make the blood vessels stickier. So let's go on to the extent of cardiovascular disease. So it's the second most common cause of death in Australia. It accounts for about 29% of all deaths, and there is a trend that it is declining, which is great. Approximately 22% of Australian adults had CVD. So we're talking about those major four conditions. Prevalence does increase with age. It is a lifestyle-based disease. And it is also considered the second biggest cause of disease burden. Coronary heart disease, so we need to know a few of those details. 45% of deaths are caused by CHD or coronary heart disease, 18% by stroke, and 10% were from heart failure and cardiomyopathy. But they are in your textbooks, so you can have a bit of a look at those. So risk and protective factors. So what things can people do to increase their chances of getting cardiovascular disease, or those things that they can do to help prevent it? So let's have a look at the most preventable risk factors. These things include tobacco smoking, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, insufficient physical activity, being overweight and or obese, and also poor nutrition. So diabetes is also a factor that can increase your risk of cardiovascular disease, and high alcohol intake can increase your risk of stroke. So these are the things that people can change, and generally they're lifestyle related, and that's why they're also called lifestyle diseases. Some of the things that are non-modifiable could be things like age. As we get older, the chance of us getting it increases. Gender, more males die from cardiovascular disease, but more females have a high prevalence of it. And hereditary, people with a family history tend to be at greater risk. So these are the things we cannot change. So basically, what are the things that we can do to help reduce our risk? So things being sufficiently physically active, getting exercise, eating a healthy diet, following the Australian guideline, maintaining a healthy weight, not smoking, trying to manage stress, and either abstaining, so not drinking at all alcohol, or following the guidelines that promote safe consumption. People who are higher risk should obviously have medical checkups. So that's another protective factor, regular medical checkups so that they can be monitored, and also make sure they monitor their blood pressure and cholesterol levels just in case. So determinants, what are things that can determine whether or not you have a greater likelihood of developing this condition? So sociocultural, okay, so there are higher rates of cardiovascular disease for particular groups such as ATSI people, which we already know from. Also those people that are older Australians, again, generally over the age of 55, more likely to be hospitalised for cardiovascular disease. So being ATSI, being an older Australian, also some of the prevailing values. So some of the things that we consider to think about. Okay, so smoking is good. Well, we used to think smoking was good, but now we know that it's quite dangerous. And because those smoking rates are decreasing, that is definitely a sociocultural determinant that is decreasing our risk, which is great. Economic, socioeconomic factors that may affect us. So those from socioeconomically disadvantaged backgrounds have higher rates because they have lower levels of education, lower levels of employment status, lower income and wealth. But yet they have more risk factors in their lifestyle. Things like smoking, like being physically inactive, like being overweight or obese, having poor eating habits. Generally, they're more high levels of smoking and also alcohol use. And the last one is environmental determinants, our built environment, where we live. I guess there are issues with the environment if we live in a built-up area. Chances are for getting physical activity. And so we know that the government is trying to increase green space to try and reduce this environmental determinant on our risk of getting heart disease. So last one is groups at risk. So ATSI people are 2.6 times more likely to have heart attacks and 1.7 times more likely to have a stroke. These are in your booklet. People with low SES have 40% higher death rates. Rural and remote people have higher stroke burden. Elderly people, which is obvious. Smokers as well. Men who have more cardiovascular disease, and people who are overweight or obese. So that's a summary of cardiovascular disease. Thank you for listening.